You are now in the loop with Single in the Loop.
Hey, ladies. I just wanted to tell you guys congratulations on your 100th episode. I remember when y'all started this journey, and it has been an honor to be friends with you girls. And, well, we've got to say girls, ladies. But you guys have been great role models to me and excellent friends and mentorship, even with my own podcast. So congratulations on your 100th episode, and I love you girls so much. Bye. And this is Lauren, if I didn't already know. Bye, y'all.
Hello, this is Cece.
And Alyssa.
We are the Lemonade Talk podcast. And we are calling to wish you a happy, happy, happy 100 episode.
Yes.
And we wish you many more.
Congratulations, ladies. You deserve it. Bye.
I'm single for the night. Say I need a single, so here you go. Say you need a single, I told her 24. She asked me am I single, I told her damn right. Yeah, she got a man, but she single for the night.
Single, 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 single.
She single for the night.
Single, 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 single.
Hopping and jumping right now when it comes to the shy, so we'll see what happens. But so far, so good. I just want to know what's going to happen between this week and last week, this week, and probably next week, because I'm pretty sure it'll drag on a little bit. But we are here. We are clear. Oh, excuse me. Episode 100. My hands are sticky. Nina.
Episode 100. 100.
Yet again. Okay. Do you have a number for 100?
We in this thing, 100. We here.
Infinity and beyond. It's the only thing that comes to my mind when you say 100, like, which is.
But we in here, we made it, episode 100.
Woo! That was a,
like the crowd.
That was the crowd.
Episode 100, and it feels good.
Yeah.
We celebrated our 3-year anniversary, and then we celebrated our 1-year anniversary from our live show. So, we're just hoping to do regular stuff again, like interaction, you know? It took us a while to, like, come out of our shell with the interacting part, but now I'm just like, I can't wait till we, like, open back up so we can be more interactive.
Fucking world is shitting on our opportunities right now. We knew we were going to get to episode 100, but we didn't think we were going to get to episode 100 like this. Like, we didn't know that this was going to be the vibe of episode 100. Like, what the fuck? Like, can we go outside? Right. Like, can we play? Can we do, like, a meet and greet? Can we do something? And the world said, no. Not right now. So that is what we're dealing with right now, but we are still doing our best to give you guys some good episodes. To be honest, like, I feel like we could definitely give more, but during this situation, like, we really can't, because it's like nobody's really, really dating right now, or like going out on dates and having experiences and things like that, because it's just, the city is close. The world is closed. Like, it's nowhere to really go. Like, you could probably finagle a situation, but y'all are used to us going out, like, on hella fucking dates and having hella fucking stories to tell. And right now, this is just, you know, things are a little slow.
Things are slow. Things are slow.
new people aren't really popping up because we're not able to socialize.
Right. It's so hard to get out.
And I've heard, you know, the online dating is a little more riskier during this time.
Why is it more riskier?
So it's not good to meet anyone, I feel like, online during this time.
Why?
Because they could have the virus and you don't know them, so you don't.
Oh, I'm not saying go meet up with them, but like have, like you could do some FaceTime dates.
I mean, that only goes so far.
Listen, that's all you got right now. That's all the fuck you got.
Look, we do one FaceTime date. All right, you cool? All right, I'm gonna see you when things get
no.
back.
No. Stop shooting down these people's dreams.
Wait, it's like, oh, you a real person? Okay, I'ma holla at you.
No.
I feel you. Look, you build up the roster when outside get back open. You set it up.
I'm not playing with this fucking lady today,
you
y'all.
You recruit, you know, during downtime, and then
you can recruit now.
When we're back in season, game time.
I think it is the perfect time to start answering some of those DMs, ladies and gentlemen. This is the perfect
time.
What do
you think I'm saying in these DMs?
Oh, I don't know.
The fuck out of here Fridays was ridiculous. Because some of those things don't deserve a response, so I don't blame anybody if they don't want to respond to some fuck shit.
Don't listen to Nina. Respond. So it just depends. So like yesterday, we had a face like brunch that went into lunch and dinner, Zoom thing with our friends, and somebody was saying how they're doing online dating, which I feel like most of us are doing online dating or whatever. And they hate when people be like, "Hey queen," you know what I'm saying? I feel like yes, "Hey queen" might be a little annoying, but that's not enough to like not give somebody an opportunity to, you know, get to know you because they say, "Hey, queen." Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can answer that DM. Like, if somebody slide your DM and say, "Hey, queen," you can answer it. Like, if they be on some weirdo shit, though, like, don't answer that. You know? But a "Hey, queen," or something that's, like, we would consider generic, like the...
Right.
The GM and stuff like that. Yes, those are very generic things. But in this time right now, that's all we got. Okay? So I would say, you know, I'll try to start up a conversation. If you don't see anything happening after that, then move the fuck around, you know, block and delete, block and fucking delete. But don't pass up an opportunity to get to know somebody new just because they said, "Hey, queen," you know, like that's just childish, right?
Yeah.
Now. We don't have that many options.
Just make wise choices.
Right.
But also, don't forget, you know, don't meet up with nobody because you don't know who they've been around.
Yeah, don't do that. Let's not.
You don't
do
know
that.
Who they live with. They could live with 10 people. 10 people ain't got nothing to call their own but a spot on the couch.
I mean, that could be anybody during the, well, before the pandemic, during the pandemic, after the fucking pandemic, like, you know. You just never really know at this point. I would just say be cautious. If you truly want to meet up with somebody, like, I was going to say meet at the park, but, like, I mean, motherfuckers' heads get chopped off at parks, too, so I don't really know.
I mean, I feel like the park is one of them, like, it's like, okay, it's in the open, okay, there's other people out there, things like that, and it can be short. It doesn't have to be long, you know, quick little whatever, meet and greet. Yeah. And, yeah.
Or if you wanted to go to, like, a restaurant, I would pick, like, a restaurant or a bar that had, like, outside seating where you can sit outside and be kind of, like, spaced apart, you know. And this is only for, like, a quick, you know, hey, we can do one little drink or something like that if you just so have to get outside. What?
But have we talked about how this is probably, like, some of these guys, like, this is what, like, how can I explain it? Like, for some guys, they feel like they're winning right now because no one can go outside. So all people can, like, really do is, like, chill in the house, pick up food, and watch, like, TV movies and stuff like that. So do you think, like, I think it's a lot of niggas that have really finessed and got over on some people because of during this time.
I think it's possible, but I feel like most of those people are people you already was dealing with before the pandemic anyway. You know?
Nah, I think people been doing it off of people like they don't know. No. Like that's how, I feel like that's how like desperate people have gotten. That's how horny people have gotten. Like, no. Let's be real.
It's a no for me. Do not, and I repeat, do not take y'all ass to some stranger house for a flick, some food, and some dick. Look,
I already know we got somebody listening who's done it. And if you have, please let us know. I want
to
know.
No, to me, that's just a little too, that's what you really call risking it all. Like, you really out here risking it all, though. Because, one, you went to a stranger's house, person that you don't know. We already talked about that on many episodes about how dangerous that is to do, especially for you meeting somebody for the first time ever. And then with the coronavirus, like, you don't know who been in and out that person's house. You don't know who lived there, like Nina said earlier. You don't know. You just don't know. And that's, to me, is you doing too much. Like, you risking too much. You risking your life at this point to go and get some quality time and some tip and a meal. Let's just say it ain't that serious.
But you know, it's hot out there like that though. It's people doing it, and it's some niggas winning. Okay.
And I feel
just be careful. Just be careful.
If that is the case, right? Let's just say that's the case. Like, people are here doing that. At that point, you could just take me out. Because there's still motherfuckers out in these motherfucking streets. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to risk it like that. You might as well just take me out. Like, we might as well just meet in a public place, go to the club, go turn up, whatever. If I'm going to risk myself, like, going to your house, being in danger, being around. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just too much. Just go out. If you're going to their house,
just bring sanitizer, disinfectant wipes.
A gun. A knife.
Yeah, just all the essentials to just disinfect yourself.
And protect yourself.
Don't shower at his house.
Wait, who showered at somebody's house, Nina?
Because if you do something, then you feel Nina, like, oh, well, let me shower.
I'm not showering.
Like, no, don't shower.
No.
Well, some people, look, I'm trying to give valuable information for some people that don't do what we do, okay? So, don't take a shower. The virus could be well in there. Okay? You don't live there. Just take a shower when you get home.
Why?
And disinfect your car.
Are you taking a shower at a stranger's house? Like, I just don't understand. I barely like to use the restroom at a stranger's house, right? Because my first question, especially if it's a guy, my first question is like, is your bathroom clean? Like, is your bathroom clean? Like, can I sit on the toilet or do I have to squat over the toilet? Like, that is a concern for me.
If I have to ask you all that, then I shouldn't be at your house in the first place. I should know you better than that.
No, that is always my question. When I go to a guy's house that I, you know, like, this is my first time I had to come into their house. Is your bathroom clean? Because guys sometimes just ain't
the cleanest. But maybe you shouldn't say it like that because you're kind of coming off like.
But at this point, if I'm at your house, you know me and my personality. So me asking you if your bathroom is clean, no, is a very legit question.
But think about how, like, to a guy that might be like, well, damn. Like,
I don't give a fuck.
But I mean, like, it's kind of just like, okay, like.
Nina, is this plenty of guys that I have asked, is your bathroom clean?
From
what I understand, they are not offended. Like, they never say anything about it. It's just, you know, for my own personal safety, I just, you know, I don't like dirty bathrooms. And, like, it just gives me the heebie-jeebies, one. I don't feel comfortable using the bathroom. My vagina might be scared.
This should have brushed up on some people's cleaning skills during this time.
Some.
So.
I hope.
Hopefully.
I hope. Ain't nobody got fucking time. I went in my friend's bathroom one time. This is when we was at Lamar. And this is really, you know, just like embedded it in my fucking head. How sometimes guys can be so fucking nasty. Right? So, mm-hmm. We at Lamar. My neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
I went to use their bathroom one time. No, actually, we was in there drinking or whatever. I got a little drunk. I had to throw up, so I went in the restroom to, like, throw up in the toilet. But then the toilet was, like, nasty, and it smelled like pee. And I was like, you know what? I'll just throw up in the trash bag. It's fine. I'm not touching this toilet. Like, just things like that, it just gives me the heebie-jeebies. And then they had, like, I don't know whoever, it was one of their cousins that was there. And he was spending the weekend, I don't know what was happening at Lamar. It might have been, like, pajama getting or something like that. He was spending the weekend. I guess he went to go take a shower. He came next door. He knocked on the door. He's like, "Lark, can I take a shower in your bathroom?" He was like, "Them niggas nasty." And I'm like, "Why?" He's like, "Go over there and look at their toe." I look at their toe, and that bottom of that toe was fucking black. Right.
Ew.
It was black. And I'm like, "Why is it so fucking dirty?" It was like, "For the grip, so you don't slip and fall." What the fuck? If you niggas don't go get a fucking shower mat and stop being so fucking nasty. Like, no. It is a no for me. So I'm going to ask gross. You, is your bathroom clean?
I mean, mm-mm. You know, in college, you know, that's where you go through those things where you realize, like, what certain girls will accept, what they won't accept, you know?
That's true. Like, no. Ever since then, every time, like, if I be hanging out in their room and I have to go use the restroom, I would go next door to my own room and use the restroom and come back. I'm not doing it. So yeah, y'all make sure y'all fucking bathrooms are clean, because it's not attractive. It really not. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Then I'm thinking your dick ain't clean because your bathroom ain't clean. You know, it's just
it's all contaminated.
It's a slippery slope. Okay.
Hey guys, it's your girls Lark and Nina of Single in the Loop podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and like our Facebook page.
Subscribe to us on SoundCloud, Google Play, Spreaker, and iTunes. And don't forget to leave a 5-star review.
How was your week?
My week was good. Still can't go nowhere. So, 4th of July, it didn't feel like 4th of July. Like, it felt like a regular day. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people were out, you know, I was forgetting that certain places probably were closed, but, you know, I didn't really do anything. I didn't go to any parties. I didn't go to a pool. I didn't do nothing.
Yeah. My 4th of July, well, I had to put my car in the shop, like, the day before, and I was expecting it to get it back, like, after 4th of July. Because of the work that needed to be done, I thought it was going to take the guy a long time. But then it took him a couple of hours to, like, do it. So I had my car back for 4th of July. And I was like, I got to get the fuck out of this goddamn house. I have to get out of this house. I'm about to go crazy. I can't be out in the streets and do hood rat things with my friends. But I got to go right now. right now. And so I'm leaving the mom. I was like, where you going? I don't know. I'm about to go drive. I don't know where I'm going to end up. But I'll be back. Like, I don't know. I can give you an answer. Right. So I actually wound up in Kima at this restaurant that I like. They have like bum ass crab legs. They're like grilled crab legs. Amazing. So good. So I did that. And then I was going to go to like the actual Kima boardwalk just to, because like some of the restaurants have like the patios to the water so you can see like the boats and stuff like that. But then I was like, it's getting kind of late. Let me just go ahead and go home. So I really didn't do shit after that. Like I was just chilling. And then went to go see the baby, and then I came back home. So my 4th of July was pretty dry. And that's okay.
Yeah, it was stuff going on, but you know, I'm not doing the social thing while we're supposed to social distance. Yeah. So
some of y'all doing too much.
I mean, it's the old way how people do things. Like, they're not worried about it until it affects them.
This is true.
They're not worried about it until it affects them. That's like somebody who keeps having unprotected sex, and then they're not worried about anything until they catch something or until they get pregnant.
This is true.
So, it's the same thing. It's like, oh, well, I'm fine. I feel fine. Well, duh. Majority of how this is spreading is because of people feeling fine. Like, can we please just look at the facts? Like, they've been telling us this for the past, how long has it been? 4 months. They've been telling us the same thing. It spreads more because of people who are asymptomatic. It doesn't matter if you don't have a fever. It doesn't matter if you're not dizzy. It doesn't matter if you didn't lose taste or smell. You could have it because you're still going out socializing with other people who might have it and who don't know they have it, and they feel fine. And then y'all are just getting drunk, sweating all over each other together. Then you go home to Big Mama's house, who takes care of your three kids, and you give it to her.
Y'all killing y'all grandparents, bro.
Like, Big Mama in the hospital, soul food all over again.
You shut the fuck up.
I'm just tired because as simple as I explained it, people still don't give a fuck. They still don't care. It's just like, oh, well, them old people ain't getting sick from being in the club. They wasn't at the club, but your ass was. And your ass go to Big Mama house to go pick up your kids after you partied, smashed, did whatever, and you give it to her because you gave her some money and you have the virus.
Or you touched her fridge. Dirty. You touched her fridge to see what she had cooked, and you ain't wash your fucking hands before you did that. So nah, that's how she got it. Like, it don't always gotta be money. Y'all know y'all be going to y'all Big Mama fridge. Y'all do. Like, oh, what you get? You got some chicken? Like, get your ass. First of all, wash your hands when you come to my motherfucking house. And take your shoes off. But no, y'all really out here killing y'all grandparents and y'all great grandparents. And some of y'all parents, too. Because, I mean.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it. It's not worth it. Like you said, it's not important until it affects them. And that's just been a running trend for most of America. For all of our lives. If it doesn't affect me, then I'm not concerned. But when it does affect you, then you hooping and hollering about how people need to take things serious. When you was one of the main motherfuckers that didn't take it serious from the beginning. But now you want to be a motherfucking preacher. So, I don't know. But I'm hoping that something happens. And this is bad to say, but in my head, a lot of you motherfuckers that's running around here, y'all all running the same circle. Y'all in the same circle. So let somebody major catch that shit and not make it or almost don't make it, y'all gonna be sitting y'all motherfucking asses down. So my advice would be to stop it before it even gets there. But sometimes shit just gotta happen.
Yeah.
You know? And that's not wishing bad on anybody. It's just fucking facts at this point. Like, people are dying and y'all still ain't taking it fucking serious.
I feel like we have a little segment every episode and we talk about taking
stupid ass motherfuckers.
We're gonna call it a quarantine quarter, okay?
Right.
Like,
that is our quarantine. Like, what did Ari say? What you call him, Poppy? I beat your motherfucking neck.
Oh, she's so ghetto.
That's how I feel right now. Quarantine quarter. What you call it? I beat your motherfucking neck.
Right.
Yo, fuck it, just sit down somewhere. If y'all would just sit down, we can all go outside. And trust me, we all want to go outside. Like, we want to go outside. I want to go do
like things. Like, I am okay with not going out socially for the rest of the year. I've made peace with that, like, a long time ago. Because, like, it's not the end of the world, and it really isn't. And it's just like, look, make peace that, okay, we're already halfway through the year anyways. Summer is like damn near over. We're already past 4th of July. Summer came and went. It's literally about to go, okay? And we about to head back into fall, even though it don't get cold till like next year anyways. But it's just kind of like, I don't understand why people just can't make peace with that. Like, okay, you know what? It's not happening this year, you know? And okay. But people just can't. People want to do what they want to do. Can't tell them nothing.
I would say that I'm pretty much there as well, like making peace with not being able to go out for the rest of the year. I'm hoping that's not completely the case. Like, I'm hoping that we'd be able to come out, you know, September, October, you know, something. But the way these months is flying by and the way these numbers are rising and the way y'all motherfucking ass is not sitting down, it truly can be 2021, and y'all really gonna be mad if we sitting in the house for New Year's Eve. Y'all really gonna be fucking mad. Or you in the hospital. I think by then
people are really gonna be ignorant. Like, yeah. People, I mean, honestly, I think by like October, like people are about to, because the holidays are gonna come, you know, and we know how people are on holidays, okay?
I was thinking about that too. I'm like, damn.
Look, my holidays, look, I'm gonna still decorate, but I'm gonna do all online shopping. People, I'm gonna get gifts sent to people's houses straight from the company or whoever I bought it for. Make it easy. Gift wrap it for me too while you're at it. You know?
I was thinking, like, damn. Christmas, like, I don't believe that Christmas will even be the same, even if we're back outside, because a lot of people, by that time, a lot of businesses are going to be enclosed permanently. A lot of people are not going to have jobs. We're going to pray that unemployment still be dishing out checks. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be real different come Christmas. And hopefully it's something that we can recover from. This is definitely going to be, it's going to take some time to adjust to the new normal, but we've adjusted to everything else, you know, bit by bit. We went from dial up to internet to fucking wireless internet. You know what I'm saying? And we don't know any different at this point. So hopefully we're able to adjust. I know one thing I'm probably not going to be able to adjust with is the whole face mask thing. Like, I wear my face mask to protect myself and to protect the people around me, but I just cannot. With the face mask, it drives me fucking crazy. I feel like I'm being kidnapped. I feel like I'm being suffocated. Like, I just can't.
Just don't turn into those people that think they're invincible.
No, I wear my face mask because I understand the purpose of wearing the fucking face mask. You know what I'm saying? Even though I do feel the way that I feel, and it does sometimes trigger my anxiety, I know that I'm wearing it for a greater cause. It's above me. It's above me. Right. You know, I'm not going to be a Karen. And again, I'm not gonna do that. But y'all gotta get y'all.
And don't forget, but you also got, don't forget Keisha. Don't be a Keisha.
Don't be a Keisha either.
Yeah, I was like, think about it. Keisha
or Kevin, a Karen, a Ken, a Keisha, or a Kevin. Don't be none of them.
And don't be Keontae.
No, we're not doing that. His name gonna be Kevin. Okay. Nina be being racist.
What? I'm just saying.
Keontae.
I just want people to get a visual.
No, it's gonna be Kevin. Kevin, okay?
Hey, Kevin could be anybody.
Exactly. Ken and Kevin. Karen and Keisha. Okay, just generalized enough, okay? Oh my god. So I have a little bit of an update, and unfortunately me and Nina have already kind of talked about this stuff because last week we recorded episode 100 twice, and we just had some issues. It was some malfunctioning happening over here on my end with this computer and this fucking equipment, and it just, you know, whatever, that happened. So I'm gonna give you guys a rundown on episode 98, which was the episode that I talked about, should I keep the phone or should I get the phone back.
Right.
So basically last Sunday when me and Nina were getting ready to record, I was talking to her on that phone. And then the phone was just acting funny. So I was like, okay, let me just call you on the other phone. And then I was like, okay, what's wrong with this phone? So I'm like calling the phone. And come to find out, the phone was turned off. So he did turn the phone off, okay? Which is totally fine with me because I was expecting that he was going to turn the phone off eventually. But also, I was still in that place like, okay, am I going to return the phone? Or am I going to keep the phone and just let him turn it off and just, you know, reactivate the phone with a different number or whatever. So that's what the dilemma was on episode 98. All right. So before all this happened, maybe like a day or two before he actually turned the phone over, had the phone turned off, I was on Instagram stories, you know, the Instagram stories just kind of keep rolling until you like stop it. Like it keeps rolling through other people's stories. And it rolled through his story where he was in Miami. Now, a little backstory on going on him being in Miami. We actually talked about taking a trip to Miami maybe a few weeks before this. And he was like, oh, let's just wait until, you know, everything clears up a little bit more and then we'll go to Miami. So automatically when I saw that he was in Miami, I was like, okay, so he just went to Miami like out of spite at this point. Like he just wanted to, you know, I guess try to get under my skin with going to Miami, which is totally fine, whatever. But once I saw it, I was like, okay, let me hurry up and get up out of here because I don't want to see nothing else. And I don't want you to think that I'm watching your stories because I'm not fucking watching your stories. It just rolled that way, okay? So the next day, the same thing happened. And this time it was him at a table with food on a table. I can't tell you what was on the table or anything like that, but he was having lunch, dinner, whatever. It was daytime with some type of Spanish or white descent woman. Okay, because all you can see was like
Latin descent,
you know, whatever. All you can see was like her breasts. And like maybe like the top of her stomach or whatever, like no face, no case type shit. Because you know, like you can't really be posting bitches' faces out here, especially when you're trying to come for me. You know, because you know, never mind. I'm not even gonna go there. I'm not gonna go there. Okay. So that happened. I saw it, and once that happened, I was like, okay, you know what? I'm not gonna keep doing this. I'm not gonna keep accidentally seeing his fucking stories. Like I don't want to taint my space with this bullshit. So I unfollowed him. I did not block him because y'all know I am petty Betty, and I like for motherfuckers to come back and watch my page and see what the fuck I'm got going on or what I'm doing. And that's been me forever. Like my page is open. I'm not gonna really block people. I only block people when people are like extremely crazy. So it's a few of y'all motherfuckers that's like block because bitch, I put my hands on you. That's why you blocked. Like no, not doing that.
Right.
So I blocked him. No, I unfollowed him on social media, but then on my phone and also the phone that he paid for at the time, I blocked him on both of those. So I feel like once he realized maybe I unfollowed him or he might have called me, he realized he was blocked, then he was like, okay, I'm just going to turn the phone off. And that's totally fine. So that was the update with that. I'm at peace with everything. I don't feel any type of way about it. I knew the things that he was doing was intentional and like he was trying to like get under my skin or like, you know, make me want to call him or text him or whatever. Like you're not getting energy from me. It's not even that, it's not that serious, my guy. Not for me. For you, I understand why you might be a little bit hurt. You know, you go and you try to purchase a house. I don't know if you got approved for your house or whatever. You saying that you buying rings or whatever because you want to marry me. And I choose not to do those things with you. So I can understand why you're upset.
Yeah.
Get it. Very relevant. Appreciate. You know, like, I get it. You'll be hurt. But I don't want to play those games with you. So my suggestion would be just to stop while you're ahead and enjoy your suave. Yeah.
Suave. Suave. Tell me that I love you. Gotta sing both. Gotta sing both.
My money. Ooh.
Anyways, he's canceled.
Yeah, we're good. Yay. And I mean, I know some people would be okay with discontinuing to deal with him. It's just like I said last week, I cannot compromise my morals and values for a ring, a house, a husband, and a baby. Like, I just can't do it. It's, to me, those things are not that important to sacrifice the things that I truly believe in. And it's dangerous to even consider or do those things because it's gonna come back and bite you later on. You know, it's like, okay, yeah. I know he crazy. I know he don't care about black lives. I know he believe in rape. I know he do X, Y, and Z. And it's okay because he bought me a house and he bought me a ring and we're going to get married and we're going to have a baby. But when you have that baby, those morals that he believes is going to be instilled into that baby. And that's where we have a fucking problem. Because I have my own mindset. Like, I know what's right and wrong. But when you're raising a child together, if it's a boy, you're going to put those morals and values in him where he think these things are okay. Or if it's a girl, you're going to put those things in her with like, oh, well, you don't have a right to say X, Y, and Z. You don't have a right to your body. A man could tell you, no, 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 we're not doing those things.
Yeah.
So that's a wrap for me. That's a wrap for me. Yeah, so I'll just keep y'all updated as that. Hopefully that's pretty much the end of it.
I mean, I feel like you'll probably hear from him. Like, you know, I feel like you will. Like, I don't think, like, you're just, like, not going to hear from him.
We going to send a DM? He going to slide my DM?
DM something. You know, the usual.
Yeah, because he doesn't know where I live. He doesn't know where I live.
All right. So speaking of phones, we'll talk about phones. So, what was that? Friday? Was that Friday? So, I've been talking to the same person. If you've been listening, I've been talking to the same person. Okay. Quarantine, all that. Okay. So, Friday, we agreed to, like, hang out and stuff. Nothing fancy. Just go, like, pick up some food, chill, whatever, whatever. Under the impression that he was gonna spend the night and stuff, right? So everything's cool, and then I ordered some food, right? And before we left to go get it, he was like, I can't find my wallet. And I was like, oh, I was like, well, where is it? I said, check the couch or whatever and everything like that. So he couldn't find it. So then I was like, okay, I was like, well, do you want to go, like, over where you parked at to see, like, if it fell? Like, cause that's a common thing with guys. Guys are very, what do you call it, sloppy with, like, stuff like that. Car keys, wallet, all the important essential things that you shouldn't lose. I feel like they lose. So anyways, so when we were about to leave, I was like, well, do you want to go to your car to, like, look and see if it's there? And he was like, no, it's okay, or whatever. And in my head, I'm just kind of like, I can't just let something like that just sit, like, on my mind. Like, okay, I can't find my wallet, so I'm just going to go, like, pick up this food. You know what I mean? Like, more time is being wasted. Like, somebody could have your wallet, and somebody could be spending money right fucking now. Right. Like
your wallet could have literally dropped outside of your car and somebody passed by right after you and picked your wallet up.
And just picked it up.
Now they in the Galleria.
Right. So I just thought it was weird that he wasn't really in a rush to try to find it. So I was just like, okay. So, you know, we go get the food, come back. Then he's like, well, I'm going to go buy my car to look for a wallet. I'm like, all right. Like, you know, I didn't think anything of it. You know, I was like, okay, whatever. I went in the house, whatever, was like sorting whatever food. And I was like reheating some of the food or whatever, because, you know, got it to go. So it wasn't like fresh hot. So I want to say maybe it's been like 5-6 minutes. I don't want to over exaggerate because maybe it wasn't like 10 minutes. Maybe it was like 5 or 6 minutes or whatever.
It was, I had long enough.
You know, I was like, I had a cocktail, so whatever. So I had went outside to, like, see if he was okay. First of all, I heard a lot of fireworks. I was like, did he get struck by a damn firework? I don't know. So I went out there, and when I was walking up, like, I could see him in the passenger seat. Like, it looked like, you know, he was, like, looking and stuff. And so I guess he didn't see me walk up. Which I don't know how, maybe because it was dark outside, it was like 9 o'clock or so. So as I'm walking up, like, he's on the phone, like a FaceTime or a Zoom or whatever, video, whatever, something. So I really didn't see like who he was on FaceTime with because I just walked up. And when I was walking up and him seeing the position he was in, like, I was like, oh, he's like still looking for his wallet or whatever. But then when I saw that he was on a phone call, and right when I walked up, he like hung up the phone call. And he wasn't like startled, like, you know, like really just like in a startle. But it was just really weird. And he was just like, oh, he was like, I was calling my cousin because I was at his house earlier and I still can't find my wallet or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, you know, basically at that point, like, it just like made me feel like, okay, so there's something that's happening that I'm not supposed to know. And you're doing it intentionally. So I just walked back to the house or whatever. We had got meows. I was hungry. I wanted some damn oysters. So he came in or whatever, and he was just like, I can't find it or whatever. And I'm, you know, I'm literally just sipping my Bow Wow. I'm just like, okay. Like, I don't know. But the thing is that it's like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, I mean, before we left, like, I was really trying to make it like a big deal, you know?
I was
like,
concerned then. Now I'm no longer concerned.
Right. Like, now I'm not concerned because now it looks like it's played.
Right. Like, this looks sketchy.
Right. It looks sketchy and stuff. So then we sat and we ate, and then he was like, you know, I really want to find my wallet. I said, okay. Like, I'm just sitting there, I'm like, okay, you know, and he was just like, I'm probably gonna have to go home or whatever. And I'm just like, okay, like, I'm not making any kind of like suggestion. I didn't say, oh, do you want me to go with you? I feel like those are the things that truly come from somebody that really wants those things, like those type of things to happen. Because in my mind, I'm thinking like, oh, well, like, I could have like rode with him, you know, and we could have rode back, but his whole thing was that he didn't want to drive home and then drive back to my house. Now, we have, like, we live about 30 minutes away from each other. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know. We both live in Houston. So I could see that, but I guess it's just, like, I feel like maybe as long as we've been talking, like, there's certain things I guess I would expect from him, and I have to stop thinking that because we're not together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're not. So that's like the foundation of it all. We're not together. He's not obligated to like be a certain way or whatever. I'm just thinking from my own mind, like, okay, well, you know, I've been talking to him like heavy, like 5 months, like, you know.
Yeah.
And I just feel like there's certain things that like should happen, or I feel like I should hear from him, and then I don't. And I guess maybe it's just like, okay, Nina, we'll get out of your little box. Not everybody is, you know, the same or what you're used to or whatever. And I know for him, he's the type of guy, like, it takes him longer to, like, he really does process stuff, and I get that. But this situation made me just kind of take a little bit of a step back, kind of just like, well, whoa, like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know what you went to go do when you left my house, but I don't think you went home.
No, I think he was hiding that wallet up under his balls. It was like,
I don't know. Look, I just thought it was weird. You know, it wasn't a good cover up or whatever. I would have used something else. Like, I would have said, like, oh, one of my homies' cars broke down and I got to go help him or something. Like, I would have did something like that.
I'm going off of my apartment or something.
But, like, that, it was kind of just like, okay. But it went from, because I feel like if he stayed at my house Friday, he wouldn't have left till, like, Sunday. Mm-hmm. So Friday, you know, we chilled, ate or whatever, and then he left my house, like, at 10 p.m., 10:30 on a Friday night. It wasn't really that late. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't that late. And then I didn't talk to him after that. Like, I didn't talk to him once he got home. Gee, I wonder why. So,
I hear that, you know,
well, I mean, the thing is that I can't say that he was doing this, that, and the third, because I'm not accusing him of that. What I am accusing him of is not, like, telling me the truth.
It's
like,
being what's fraudulent. You're accusing him,
right? It's like, I can't say what he went to go do. Like, I can't say, like, oh, he went da-da-da-da-da. I'm not even accusing him of that. What I am accusing you of is not telling me the truth on some shit. Yeah. And that's all I'm gonna just say about that.
Yeah.
I don't know. And the shit kind of, like, really bugged me. Like, the next day, it really was in my mind. And I was just kind of like, wow, like, me, I'm the type of person, like, when you show me funny stuff, like, it makes me nervous and it makes me back away. Homer in the bushes really fast, okay? Yeah. Like, when you move like that, it just doesn't sit right with me. It just doesn't. And I feel like where me and him are, it's like, you know, I put him in a certain, like, forefront, you know? And, you know, I just hope that he does the same for me.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. And I feel like, and we all know, as long as we're doing this podcast, you know, I'm the type of person, like, if you do one bad thing, it's like, oh, that's it.
I'm out.
Party's over. You know? But I'm trying to do this new thing where it's like, okay, well, if you really care about somebody, you got to go through some things that you don't like, you know, and you got to figure it out. You got to communicate. You got to talk. It doesn't mean like, oh, you let things slide, but these are the beginnings. Like, me and him are in beginning stages. Like, we're not together. We're not in a relationship. So if anything, if I'm gonna like go through an inner, like, you know, if I'm gonna go through some bullshit or whatever, it's like, you know what? It's early. Let me see how I do with these things, because usually these type of things, skit scat, I be gone.
Skit scat.
What? Skit scat, I be gone. So I'm learning, you know, I am trying to just, you know, I feel like this, of course, is a learned behavior. So I feel like now, like, my eyes are even more peeled just to pay attention.
Yeah.
To certain things like that. And I feel like if I have that intuition, like, I had an intuition about this, and if anyone knows, like, women's intuition is like, we're usually right, like, we're usually not too far off from what the truth is.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I have a strong feeling like that, then I know I'm not wrong. I don't know the full-on story or anything, but I know that I'm onto it. Like, I know I'm knocking at the front door.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I feel like it's just a learning curve, and I hope I never see anything like it again. I don't know.
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens. I think I'm proud of you for actually realizing that, yes, you do have to go through some growing pains, and also realizing that even though you have to learn and go through the growing pains, does not mean that you allow people to mistreat you or use. Like, there's still a limit to a growing pain before, you know, you step off. But I think when people, we gotta realize that, especially with guys, like, once you start, like, moving funny, acting different, doing shit you ain't never really did, you know what I'm saying? That just makes our antenna stand up, and it's like, okay, so you moving funny, so now I gotta move funny because you moving funny. And then it gets to this really uncomfortable place, because it's like, we're not being completely open and genuine with each other, because I feel like you trying to fuck me over, and now you probably feel like I'm trying to fuck you over, but it's like, I'm only doing this because you did X, Y, and Z. You know, so it's like...
But you see, that's where the lack of communication, you see, like, that's the part that I want to avoid, is doing something because somebody else is doing it, and then it doesn't come out until after you do the funny shit, and then it's like, oh, well, this probably could have been avoided had I just told you how I felt from jump. I haven't told him how I felt about that situation. Yeah. Even I saw him the next day. I saw him the next day in the evening or whatever, and he spent the night. I didn't talk about it. I don't know. I just didn't bring it up.
Did he bring up the wallet?
Huh?
Did he bring up the wallet situation? Did he say anything, like, casual? Like, yeah, I can't believe my wallet was just on my counter. You know.
He didn't bring that up. He didn't say anything about it. Like, when Friday night he had got home, he had texted me saying, oh, it was on my counter, whatever. He didn't say anything about it ever again. Because it's not true. That's why.
Yeah, I know that. But petty me and be like, you got your wallet this time?
right, exactly. But I mean, you know, I just feel like, will I ever bring it up? I don't know. I'm sure it'll come up, but I just didn't want to bring it up. Like, I just didn't feel like it. Like, I was just kind of like over feeling the way I felt about it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I should have probably, like, right then and then said, like, how I felt about it. But, I feel like, you know,
you have to pick and choose your battles, especially when you're, like, in the dating phase. Because whatever that situation was, it's going to come out eventually. Like, that's not the end of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whatever it was is going to come out. And then that's when you have the conversation about it. Like,
right.
Okay, so now this, and you'll realize in your head, like, okay, so this is connected to this. This is connected to the wallet situation or whatever, right. Whatever. So this when you, that's right. When you have a conversation with. Because at the end of the day, he could just say, oh, I really left my wallet at home. And you can't argue with that fact. It's just like, no, nigga, you were just moving funny. Like, that's right. It's a feeling.
That's my thing. It's the perfect excuse to say, to like, because it's important. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But it wasn't as, see, and the thing that offset me from it was that it wasn't as important at first.
Right. You wasn't concerned about it. We went miles away to go get food and then came back to my house and then you were concerned about it. It wasn't like a immediate concern.
Right. And it just
sounded
like to me, like, okay, maybe something came up in the midst of you already making plans with me, something else came up or whatever, right? It happens, right? It happens all the time. But at that point, that's when you kind of decide, like, okay, well, what's you know, what do I feel like is more important?
What's more important?
I felt like I was put on the back burner or the back seat. So whatever it was. I don't even know what it was. But I know that I wasn't the main entree. Okay? That's what I do know.
No, it wasn't by no motherfucking wallet.
So I don't know. But I just feel like I just didn't want to bring it up the next day. I was over it. I had bought some shoes. I made myself happy. I was good.
Facts.
I was good. You know, so. But yeah, so like you said, stuff like that, it may not just go away. You know, maybe I'll see, you know, I never know. You might see more patterns like this. Yeah. I don't know. I hope not. But, you know, it is what it is.
Or it might be like a, oh yeah, you remember that day I had went to Keisha's house or something. You know, like, Well, what day was that? You know, we had went to Nia's house and we went to, it was like, no, we went to Nia's house, nigga. You say you left your wallet at home.
It wouldn't be
exactly like that, but that has happened to me before. Like, this is like my high school sweetheart. We were in college, we went to separate colleges, and I was on the phone with him, and we were talking for a little while, and he was like, he was going to bed. He was like, I'm about to go to sleep. And I'm like, okay, you know, good night, whatever. So maybe like a couple of days went by, maybe like a week went by. We had talked in between there, but I don't know, something wasn't right. Like, something was off, right? So I'm like, what's wrong with you? You know, what you got going on? He was like, man, you don't even understand, like, what's happening, like, what's going on? Like, I might get kicked out of school, because he went to, like, a Christian school or whatever. So he was like, I might get kicked out of school because I got caught in this girl's dorm room after hours. Right? So then I dove in a little bit more, like, what was this? Like, what happened? What are you talking about? He was like, oh, it was this day. This one of our friends was helping me and my homeboy study downstairs, and I helped her take her books upstairs in her dorm room. And then the PA or whatever had knocked on the door, and I was like in the room, and I was like, wait, that day you told me you was going to sleep. You told me you was going to sleep. So now I know that obviously you wasn't going to sleep. Obviously, it wasn't as innocent as her helping you study. It was probably in there fucking her, and somebody told, because
it wasn't as innocent as him taking her books to her room. That don't take you going inside her place to
not
help her.
Not even that. You said you was going to sleep. If you were going to study, why wouldn't you say, oh, I'm going to go study?
It was no studying involved. At all. Went over to her place and did the do and got caught.
And got caught. You see? So, you see how motherfuckers
I know. Yeah, and honestly, a lot of people, and honestly, not just guys, women will do it too. If it's such a, like, if you told a lie just to get you out of some quick shit, like, you know, you call them like a little white lie or whatever, and it's not a big deal, oh, it makes a big deal later because you don't remember what you lied about because that shit didn't happen. That's the reason why you don't remember. That's why you can't catch yourself saying it.
There you go.
So, I don't know. Like, and you know what? I could see something like that happening or whatever, but at this point, you know, I do like this person. I really do care about this person. There's more to this person than, you know, what happened. And I trust, you know, I trust it enough to just not let it eat me up.
Yeah.
So, I guess, you know, I'll have an update.
It's a part, honestly, dating is hard. Dating is hard. You have to check your emotions at the door, especially when you're, like, just dating someone, you're not in a relationship. And even when you get into a relationship with someone, like, you still have to filter some of those emotions because you still have to take in that other person's emotions into consideration. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. You know, I'm not even in a relationship and I'm in this infatuating liking stage. Mm-hmm. It is like blowing me because I'm just like, it's so much emotion, but then it's like, you're not together. So it's like, okay, well, there's boundaries. You know what I mean? Like, there's just certain things because I know for me how it would feel. Like, I know that it's like, okay, like, I wouldn't want him to do that. That's crossing the boundary line. We ain't together. You know what I mean? Like, we haven't had the talk, you know, or anything like that. So, I think me and him, like, we're both respectful of the boundaries and stuff. And I feel like we both
hurt either.
Right. Exactly. All right. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it.
Hurting it in relationships and motherfuckers being, like, weak over relationships that they've been in. Fucking August. And Jada Pinkett.
What?
August. What the fuck?
Oh. So I'm not worried about it. Why is everybody making a big deal?
I think people are making a big deal out of it, right? One, we've been knowing, like you said, that they've been swinging for a long time. That has been rumors in Hollywood. You know, we've known that. I think what makes it a big deal is the fact that he said something. Like, so now it's like we have clarity, and then they're also still denying that that happened, which I think is...
That nigga is not lying.
No, okay? He not.
First of all, not to say who is August Alsina, but it's like, okay, we don't really give a fuck about what he be doing in his personal life. Like, let's just keep it a buck. We don't. But this nigga ain't just gonna dry ass do an interview and lie about Jada Pinkett. First of all, they're not even, like... Like, Jada Pinkett and Will Smith, they're a relevant black couple, like, in Hollywood and stuff. Yes. Mm-hmm. But they are not, like, a main thing to talk about. This nigga would not make up shit like that. No. So, we know that Jada got some explaining to do, okay? And we've all been knowing how Jada and Will get down. I've been knowing this since I was a kid. Since the 90s, I heard, like, how they were.
Yeah.
And they've always been private about that type of stuff they do. They never really just talk about it like that. You know? And it's just like, okay, y'all got stuff going on. Y'all kids are great kids, but come on now.
Yeah. I think that I feel bad for August, and I feel like, yes, Jada actually does have some explaining to do just on the strength of him saying, you know, it was rumored, because it was rumored that they was messing around with each other. He had did a song with her name in and all this kind of stuff. So it was a rumor. And he said he lost money, he lost friends, he lost partnerships, he lost business opportunities and stuff behind that. And I think that's fucked up, because at this point, if you cared about me, because, you know, they all earthy and, you know, soul and this is that and the other. Yeah. If you cared about this person, you wouldn't have allowed people, you wouldn't took money off his table. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't took money out of his pocket trying to cover up for yourself. Like, so you're really just being selfish and like, you know what? I ain't gonna put myself on the line for him fuck, he didn't lost millions of dollars, he didn't lost friendships or whatever, okay, that's just on him, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep being quiet. Yeah. I think that's kind of fucked up, especially when you have the platform that you have and you're trying to do this red table talk and do healing and all this kind of stuff. Bitch, you have an obligation because you was fucking this nigga, you know? Like, come on, Jada, like, don't do that. Don't do that. I think it's really fucked up.
I mean, I really thought that she was going to be honest about it.
Because why not? We already, like you said, we already know. It's been happening.
It's not illegal. I mean, it's not illegal.
It's not. Like, and if your husband approved, and of course, reps had came out saying that that's not true, that Will didn't give his blessings, whatever. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because Jada said out her own mouth.
August Alsina is not lying. Like, that, looking at that interview, I was like, that nigga looked like he's spitting real facts. Like, they had an ongoing sexual relationship.
And they were probably dating.
Yeah. I mean, it comes with it. Like, okay, if you we're gonna get together, you gonna set the whole evening out.
Yeah. You going on vacation with their family, and you hang out with her mama and all kind of stuff. Like, come on, man. Like, don't do that, man, like that. I feel like that's how you create broke black men. You know what I'm saying? Like, broken black men. Because he looks and he seems really hurt and kind of destroyed. Like, yeah, it's kind of your fault because you fell in love with a married woman, or you even dated a married woman. That couldn't give you your all, because he stated that he had gave his all to that relationship and stuff. It was like, but why? Because she couldn't.
But I think it's just because she's like dismissing it so cold, and it's like we were like friends. You know what I mean? Like,
I thought you really cared about me. I thought you really loved me. I loved your family. I have all the, you know, respect for you and your family. Now I got other kids, my sister kids that I gotta raise. I've been sick and this is that and the other, and you're gonna allow people to take money out of my pocket because you don't want to say you don't even have to go into details, but stand up for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, say something. Don't let me just go down by myself. I think that's fucked up.
Yeah,
so you just go ahead and bring yourself to the red table, motherfucker, talk, bitch, and talk. Okay, leave Willow in back. You can bring your mama, because I feel like your mama got a lot to say. Bring your
mama. Right.
Oh, shit, but the memes, when it was like the Tupac and Jada every night, like, that shit fucking took me out. It's like, Jada, and I believe it. At the end of the day, he was probably, like, sprung, and, like, you know, Jada Pinkett, I feel like Jada got some, you know, real Baduism vagina, just like Erykah Badu. And, you know, they be hypnotized.
I think August Alsina got something too, okay?
Not enough for Jada to step up for him. Shit was like,
right.
I'm going to stick with Big Willie on this one. Oh, Lord. But y'all just got to be careful out there, especially when you get into relationships or situationships with people that don't have the same to lose as you, or can't give as much to a relationship as you can.
Yeah,
that shit can get pretty dangerous. You giving your all and this person only giving half for whatever reason, because they just can only give half, or they in a relationship with somebody else, or they married to somebody else, or they just are not that into you, but they sucking the fucking soul out of you. It's scary. But whatever. Nana. Episode 100, girl.
Yes.
We here. How's your journey been?
100.
How's your journey?
It's been good. I think it's been good. I mean, I don't know if y'all know me. I don't, you know, play back the episodes. I don't listen to myself, so. But I think it's good. I think we've learned a lot. I think that we came a ways from the beginning. I feel like we listened very well to, like, other people before us and really took advice. What I would say to other people is that just find something you're really passionate about and want to talk about. And you know, be your own person. Don't like look at what other people are doing or what this person just did. Like, don't say, oh, well, this person just did this, so I'm gonna do this for mine, for my like podcast too. Just create your own lane. So there's enough room for everybody.
Yep. For sure. Do you feel like we have accomplished most of the things we set out to in the beginning? You know, feel like we had.
I think so. I do believe so. I do think that we were kind of getting more into the social side of things, like in-person things and events, but I think that we have.
Yeah. I definitely think that we have grown a million times over since the beginning of this. It's been 3 years. We've learned a lot. We've taken into consideration, you know, what some people have to say. Some people, yeah. You know, because the one thing that people, when you get ready to do something like this, you do a podcast, even when you open a business or something, you can't listen to everybody's opinions and ideas for you and your brand, yeah. And what you're trying to create. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can listen to some people's and like process it, like, okay, well, will this work for what it is that I'm trying to do? You know?
Yeah.
So I think we definitely did that. We were kind of pushed into that whole, the first live show, like, okay, when is it needs to happen? You know, it needs to happen, when it's going to happen, you know? And we did right. It, and we felt good about it at the end of the day. Once we finished with that. But it's been a process for us. Like, I feel like we're still learning, especially me when I'm taking over, like, the editing and all that, you know, engineering part of the podcast. It can get a little hectic sometimes, especially like last week. Like I said, we recorded episode 100 like twice, just that third time. But you know, Right. Shit, Mercury was in retrograde as well. You know, shit happens, but you learn from them and you grow from them. In the beginning, like, I felt like I really didn't know what a podcast was. You know, I knew it was like, okay, it's a radio show or something. We get on here, we talk about different topics. I'll show up. You know, I'll show up, I'll be there. And episode 99 was actually our first episode ever of Single in a Loop. So we reposted that, like little clips of things, and just listening to that, like, we were on a million and one. A million. It was like a really short little clips that we put up. I want to say it was maybe like 7 minutes, 5 or 7 minutes. But just to see how much we've grown with that, just the sound, just the way that we collab together. And I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing. Like, shout out to Sol and Bob, because I know that first episode we fucking put you through it. Talking about penises right. And shit. And every episode after that that you actually recorded with us, because I know sometimes I would look over at you and you shaking your motherfucking head like, no. No. And that's how he got the name Solid Bob, because he really wanted to say some shit and couldn't say it. It's like, you don't have a mic, sir. you just gotta be quiet and take it. So we really appreciate you taking the time out of your, you know, schedule and stuff to, like, work with us and to continue to work with us through everything, throughout you being canceled, because I know you was canceled a little bit for you actually working with us. I apologize. That was Nina's bad. It had nothing to do with me.
What?
You know, it isn't this. You know, no, it wasn't Nina's, but it wasn't our fault. But that happens. We've grown from it, and we, you know, we just really appreciate you sticking by us. We appreciate our fucking listeners. Like, you guys have been amazing. The way y'all showed the fuck out for that live show.
Yep.
Appreciate it. That was great. Like, that was great. I'm excited to do more whenever whenever the city town open back
whenever
up.
Whenever everything is open back up.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Even if it's just like for cocktails or something. We can do a cocktail in the loop or something, because we gotta be
you don't have to create all different in the loops. Cocktail in the loop, okay?
A lot of stuff. But we really do appreciate you guys for like rocking with us and giving us your feedback and coming to listen to us every week. Like, it has been an amazing journey. It has not been easy, but we make this shit work because like we record every week. Like, every now and again we might miss maybe 1 week.
Yeah.
But to sit down behind a mic every fucking week and to commit to this, it is not easy, but we make it work because we feel like it's necessary. And it's not like that we're forced to do it, because I don't think you feel forced to do this.
No.
I don't feel forced to do it. I just feel like if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right and the best way possible. I feel like that's more of my issue when it comes to the podcast. Like, okay, perfection we could be as, you know, better every week, greater every week,
yeah,
you know, and keep moving, keep pushing, because like you said, it's podcasts that pop out every day. A lot of us talk about the same things, but it's how you put your own spin on it what counts. That's what counts. So we have a voicemail that we're gonna get into, and then we will continue the progress.
Really proud of you two. I'm very excited to see what the future holds. You know, just to be a part of the beginning and see where you all have blossomed to this point has been like just one of the dopest journeys, right? Especially being a podcaster and wanting to kind of transition into other avenues. Like, you know, you two have inspired me in more ways than I think you two actually know about. But, you know, just calling in to, you know, just pay my respect. You know, shout out to the whole Single in the Loop family, everybody that, you know, supports you all. Like, you know, we're all very proud. So keep up the good work, you know, celebrate 100, stay true to who you are. And, you know, just always remember, man, like, you know, those days where it's not really hidden, you know, there's a lot of us that just appreciate you too for who you are and what you bring. And always, always stay true to that. So, you know, I'm signing off. We got a link up soon as all this quarantine shit is over. We sitting at the table throwing up shots and, you know, having good conversations, man. Miss y'all, love y'all, and, you know, once again, extremely proud, extremely proud. One.
Oh, boy. Thank you for the encouraging words. Silent, no Bob. Bob, no silent. Is that Bob no silent, right? I feel like when he talks, it can be Bob no silent. Bob not so silent. We definitely appreciate you guys, you and your brand, your family. You know, we definitely appreciate y'all because we done been through it, okay? So, Nina's Corner for episode 100. What it is? What's good?
Just keep it 100. I mean, at this point, especially during this time, you know, you can only just be yourself. You know, I feel like this time being isolated, not going out, not having, you know, distractions, I guess is what we would call them. Like, this is where you really find your true authentic self and what you want to do or what you want to talk about or who do you want to inspire or start. And I know there's a lot of people who are like, oh, if you didn't do anything this quarantine, like, you just wasted time. And it's like, no. Like, I feel like during this time, a lot of people have taken time to check on their mental health. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people have started focusing on, like, you know what, maybe I'm not okay. You know, we don't have the distraction of going out to like go drink and party and get your mind, you know, where you're not thinking about it. But now I think it's given us a focus on like who we really are and what we really want to do and what is really life, you know, going to be about for the next coming years and stuff. And it's not always going to be going out and drinking and hookah and sections and bottles. It's like at the end of the day, all you got is your house and you in your house. And we've been finding out that a lot of people ain't got no house, but they still out. That's all I gotta say.
Y'all, you guys, your house, literally your house, like your person as a house, because you only have one body, so that is technically a house, and then the home that you live in. So take care of your shit, is what Nina's saying. Take care of your shit, but some of y'all ain't doing that. A moment with Lark. I feel the same way Nina feels. During this time, for me personally, I am committing to work on my physical health. I feel like that's something that I have been off and on with during this whole quarantine. But this week, I've decided that I'm actually going to go full in as far as like the things that I'm eating and stuff like that. I'm going to start my raw vegan diet. So no processed foods, no cooked foods, just literally raw fruits and vegetables. If you cannot pick it from the earth, wash it off and put it in your mouth and swallow it, you cannot have it. So that is actually starting tomorrow. This is not the first time that I'm doing this, but I feel like I just need to just kind of just clear my mind, clear my body, the space. Right now I'm all about just like positive energy and what I can do to nurture myself, my mind, my spirit, my fucking soul. And to be like a better person, just to be happier, like overall, happier and healthier overall. I've been struggling with my weight for the last like maybe 2 years. And even then, like it wasn't that bad, because now you go back and look at pictures like, oh shit, I was snatched. But it was like, but mentally, you know what I'm saying? Like that mental part, I still felt like I was overweight or whatever, whatever, you know? But now I could be way worse off as well right now, but I'm gonna stop myself right here, and I'm going to be like, you know what, we can't keep doing this, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. I think this is the perfect time, because my excuse at first is like, I really didn't have time to work out the way I wanted to, because of course, you know, we have the hustle and bustle of regular life, like going to work and, you know, those things being in demand and whatever. Right now I don't really have any excuses. I'm just really just not doing it. And I'm not gonna say I'm being lazy either, because I'm also doing other things that I need to do. It's just like, that's, I'm not prioritizing my body the way I should be. And that is going to stop at 12 o'clock tonight. So I'm gonna be some turkey leg, don't judge me.
Come on, one time for the turkey league.
I got me a good like double cup drink. Yesterday I ate pretty good, and tomorrow I'm gonna, you know, start my process. And it's a process. Like, even I never want to say like weight loss journey or anything like that. Like, it's just a lifestyle change and a process. And
it is.
It all takes time, and nobody's perfect. Even if you could probably see the flyest, skinniest girl with all the humps and bumps, and she probably still have problems with her body, you know? So as long as you're happy where you are in life, then go ahead. Right now I'm not completely satisfied in the way I'm out here treating my body, so that is changing. Other than that, this is episode 100. I'm excited to see it next week. 101. On our way to 2 motherfucking hundreds. Hopefully the city is open back up by then, because if it's not, I'm fighting somebody.
It gotta be.
I'm fighting somebody. I'm gonna start riding up to the clubs and just jumping out and start beating people up just because y'all outside. Y'all outside. And this is the reason why we can't go outside. Yeah, I think that's it. Got anything else?
That's it.
All right. Well, signing out for episode 100 of Singing in the Loop. Bye. Just because the episode is over doesn't mean you're out the loop. Make sure you send your listener letters to singleinloop@gmail.com
or DM us at Single in the Loop.